So, hey, everybody, this is Eric Mann, the host of Voices from the Frontlines. For those of you who listen to Voices from the Frontlines, this is going to be the third segment of our Joy and Motion segment of the show, which is going to be a regular one. I want to explain why, especially some of you are going to be driving or listening, and you're going to hear all this up-tempo music and me yelling, come on, start shaking your body. And not that you're not going to think it's cool, but I don't want you to think, well, what exactly does this have to do with a revolution? Well, I think we know everything that if we come into this earth as physical beings, Marxism's understanding of materialism didn't mean materialism meaning buying stuff. It meant that you understand life to start with as a physical phenomenon. You come in as a bunch of cells, you leave as a bunch of cells. The whole history of human development and of planetary development is actual physical phenomena. Now, there's also metaphysics, there's also spiritual issues that can discuss that maybe everything is not explicitly a physical phenomenon, but even then, how do you explain it if you can't see it, if you can't touch it? I'd argue that the vast majority of even your best ideas have to be reflected in ways that you can see and touch and hear. But there's a second problem, or a second element to this, which is we're not just physical beings, but often we don't feel well. Or putting it another way, often we feel great and sometimes we feel bad, and feeling great is a lot better than feeling bad. There's a lot of elements of it. Joy and motion. Why do I call it joy and motion, not health and fitness, diet and exercise? Not because those are not good concepts, but let's start with joy. I love joy. I mean, my mom used to say, well, I've been happy and I've been sad, and trust me, happy is better. Joy is a great thing. We strive for joy in the revolution. I've been doing this work for 52 years. Why do I do it? Because I love it. I do love it, and I find a lot of joy in it. Not all the time, but you got to find joy in your life in every element. Otherwise, very frankly, the opposite we know is depression. And yes, I feel lots of depression too. So my struggle between breaking even, depression on one side, joy on the other, I move in everything I can in the direction of joy. Motion, because without motion, there is no change in history. We know history is the struggle of opposites between the proletariat and the bourgeoisie, between the third world and the imperialist. There's motion inside ourselves. If we're not in motion, we're at rest. And generally, rest is not the best place to be. Your body wants to move. It loves to move. We know I have an arthritic knee. It's pretty simple that arthritis likes motion. They want people to swim. And we are going to dance. That's right. The revolution involves singing and dancing, and that's part of it. Now we're going to dance. And you know what? At whatever weight you're at, whatever level of health you're at, you can dance. So I found this really great set of cuts. They're the sort of Motown on amphetamines. It's, I don't know what the hell it is, but it's a speeded up Motown so you can have that hard beat. You know when they say it has a great beat? It took me a long time. I have a drum teacher named Richard Marquez who was referred to me by Mark Maxwell, the engineer for our show. He's my conga teacher. He's pretty wonderful. And my job is to keep the beat. And next week, I'm going to have Richard Marquez on the show, and we're going to play congas. And Max is going to come here. We're going to also get ready next week. Bring your drum, hit a pot. We're going to dance, and we're going to make a lot of noise. But my job with the tumba is I have a left hand that just goes boom, 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 boom. And then I learned this extra thing called that little half beat. So it's boom, boom, bop, boom, boom, bop. And if I lose even that simple beat, I take my right hand away and I just go boom, 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 boom. And that, folks, when they say the beat is so obvious, is the heartbeat. That's why you're looking for a song that's going to touch your heart and move that beat. So with all that, you get it now? We're going to have a heartbeat. We're going to raise our heartbeat. We're going to eat more beets and less Alfredo. All right, Marvelettes, let's do Please, Mr. Postman.
All right, Are you moving? Move your arms. Move your legs. Do something. Oh, yeah. You hear it? Shake something. Move your arms. Joy in motion. You're on. Voices from the front lines. Let's do it. Oh, yeah. Joy in motion. Just a letter. Let's go. You feel the joy? You feel the motion?
So many days you passed by.
Bow, bow, bow.
You saw the tears standing in my eyes. You wouldn't stop to make me feel faster. Not even me, I'm caught up in that time.
Come on, Mac, get up. Shake your arms, shake your legs, and yes, shake that booty. Take your feet. 97. See what I get. You can do this.
Please check and see. Just one more time for me. You better wait a minute, wait a minute. You better wait a minute, wait a minute.
Everybody, that was our Joy in Motion segment. When I sing along, it's not because my voice is so good, although it's okay. It's to encourage you to do so. So in the future, I'll just tell you that too. Sing along, dance, move. Just want you to know that this is an experiment. We are trying to make Voices from the Frontlines come alive even more. We hope you like this segment. Do send me an email, eric@voicesfromthefrontlines.com. At Eric Mann Speaks at both Twitter and Facebook. You can write to our producer, Channing, at thestrategycenter.org. The revolution involves change, and I'm enjoying this. It's raising my metabolism. It's raising my mood. And it's a part of the revolution. We'll keep it going next week. We're going to have Richard Marquez on Kungas. He's going to give us a little Kunga lesson. We may stretch the joy in motion out for 20 minutes because he's got a lot to teach, and he's going to teach us some very basic beats. And whether you're hitting a spoon against a pot or you get a drum ready, at 20 after the hour, it's joy in motion.